الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected elders and brothers, beloved friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We have been making dua for weeks, for months. Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, bring us to the month of Ramadan. Now we make shukr, alhamdulillah. Allah, you brought me to the month of Ramadan. Allah, you brought me to the month of mercy, of forgiveness, of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, where duas are accepted and where my status will be elevated. I will get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can secure my Jannat in this month. May Allah not make it such that after giving us the month of Ramadan, we begin to complain. We begin to say it is so hot. We begin to say my head is paining. We begin to say I'm feeling drained out. I'm feeling tired. I'm feeling sleepy. Allah must not make it such. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, at times they would wait for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come for salah. And being obedient as they were, in the hadith it says they were falling off to sleep. They were falling off to sleep waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they waited for the Nabi of Allah. No complaint. At times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself. This was out of Ramadan. In Ramadan we all know how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert himself. At times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of Ramadan would exert himself. To such an extent, the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become swollen. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha would say, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you exerting yourself? Allah has promised you Jannat. You are the Habib of Allah. You are Allah's beloved. You are the paragon of Allah's creation. If it wasn't for you, the world wouldn't be created. Why are you exerting yourself? Look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا I must be a slave. Whatever my master does to me, I am ready for it. Allah, you are the master, I am the slave. But for you, I will starve myself. As the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, there are some people that said in his time, about 80, 100 years ago, he said the statements of kufr. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if a person doesn't do any ibadat, but he has iman, he's a very weak Muslim, he might be punished for his wrong deeds, but still because of his iman, Allah will give him Jannat one day. But when a person starts uttering certain statements, then he can lose his iman. He said, some people used to say, what does Allah get out of starving us? Na'uzu billah min dhalik. What does Allah get out of starving us? These people made these statements. What is the status of their iman? Afala akunu abdan shakura. Shouldn't I be a grateful slave? Allah Ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Mi'raj to a point where no Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had went and were honored with that elevation and that status. Seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Allah Ta'ala describes this in the Quran. Asra bi'abdihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took who? Allah took his slave. When a person lowers himself for every command of Allah, for every test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he submits, he bows in submission. Allah, I am your slave. You can do what you want with me. I am ready to obey. I am so tired to wake up in the morning at 3:30. Allah, for you I'll do it. Look for the world, a person can do it. When one of his friends says, we're going on a trip. Then he can't sleep at night. Sometimes whole night he's awake. Why? I'm going on a trip. I'm going to catch a flight. A very early flight I'm going to catch. Then it becomes very, very easy. So for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would pleasure a person in his mind, in his heart, with pleasure, we should try and make that mindset. Try and make that mindset. Nobody is saying it's easy. And nobody finds it easy. It is difficult. It is hard. But the rewards are very, very great. When a person is working outside in the hot sun, and his boss tells him, I'm going to pay you one ounce Kruger coin. He knows it's 80,000 rand. Because he got now for the 12 hours in the hot sun, he got that reward in his mind. He'll do it with pleasure, with a smile on his face. Why? The rewards are very, very great. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ وَتُنَجَّدُ مِنَ الْحَوْلِ إِلَى الْحَوْلِ. From the end of one Ramadan till the next Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala is preparing and decorating Jannat. Jannat that is mind-boggling. For that little difficulty that you put yourself through, shouldn't I be a grateful slave? Grateful. Allah, I am grateful. Allah, you made me a Muslim. How much I'm going to enjoy in this world if a person ate for that 1 month of Ramadan. He didn't respect the fast. He had lunch at home like a non-Muslim, eating lunch at home. What days passed? Ayyaman ma'dudat. What did he gain? But that person that didn't eat, that person that went through the thirst, that person that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abstained. Now what did he gain? That the angels, they even marvel at his reward. Allah ta'ala boasts to the angels, these are my servants, look at my servants, these are my servants. Whatever they're going to ask me now on the day of Eid, wa izzati, wa jalali, wa karami, wa uluwi, wa irtifa'i makani, 5 qasams. Allah says, I am going to give them what they ask for. On that last night, it's called Ayyamul, the night Laylatul Ja'iza, night of prize giving. And on that last day of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala is forgiving the amount of people that He forgave the entire month. So the Sahaba thought maybe that is now Laylatul Qadr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. You see, a worker that worked the whole month, it is only right that you should pay him at the end of the month. Now he gets his prize. Now he gets his payment. 5-10 years ago, if someone bought a Kruger Rand, he would have made 50,000 Rand on one Kruger Rand. 50,000 Rand more. So those that had the money were contemplating that time, said it's too expensive, 30,000 rand is too much of money. On the day of Qiyamah, you will see the people that fasted. People will be drowning in their perspiration, the sun will be above their heads. They will be, like we say, in an air-conditioned compartment under the arsh of Allah. They'll be eating. People will be running helter-skelter. Who are these people? These are those that fasted in the world. That time they knew the sun is going to be above their heads. This little sun, 38 degrees and 39 degrees and 40 degrees and little hunger and thirst and the throat is dry. That is nothing. They knew what they had in front of them. They prepared for that day. Person will go in Jannat. You get a beautiful fragrance. Now is the day of Jummah. Sometimes a person wears a special itar. On the day of Eid, he wears a special itar. His itar is very unique. It catches your scent. The scent catches. You want to know, where is this? What is this? In Jannat, there will be a very beautiful fragrance. Even a Jannati, with all the fragrance that he has, with all the fragrance, he'll say, what is this? Imagine, what a fragrance that must be. For the Jannati to say, what is this? And he'll be said, this is the smell that is emanating from the mouth of those that fasted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. This is the smell Allah gave them in Jannat, for that smell that they had emanating from their mouth when they fasted. Brothers, Allah gave us Islam, Allah gave us Iman. We don't have to look at the non-Muslims. Let a person drink his cool drink in the middle of the day on a hot day while we are fasting. Because we have in front of us a drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar that Allah Ta'ala will give a Muslim, not for a non-Muslim. And after that drink, he will not feel thirsty. That person that gives a sip of water to a fasting person, sip of water. Look at Allah's magnanimity, Allah's generosity. He gives a sip of water to the fasting person. Allah Ta'ala will give him a drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar. One day you get so much of reward. You get the reward of the fasting person. So Allah got for us, brothers. Afala akunu abdan shakura. Shouldn't I be a grateful slave? So my mindset, I must make my mindset. Allah, I am fasting for you. It can be hot, it can be cold. Hot wind can be blowing, a cool breeze can be blowing. Allah, I'm doing it for you. Keep Allah in front. Keep Allah in our mind. Keep Allah in our heart. Allah, I'm doing it for you. One sahabi, he was asked something and he said, I relish that moment when the sun is about to set and my throat is dry. My tongue is dry. My mouth is dry. And I'm doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I really relish that moment. Because that is a secret between me and Allah. And Allah ta'ala says, wa ana ajzi bihi. And if you read it in another way, wa ana ujza bihi, I am your reward. The more you are suffering, the more I'm getting close to you. The more I am your friend. The more I am befriending you. The more I'm loving you. Allah is boasting to the angels. To such an extent, Allah Ta'ala commands the angels make dua, say ameen to their duas. The angels make dua for the fasting person, they say ameen to his duas. Allah is listening to your duas. Allah tells the angels that are carrying his arsh, the hamilina arsh, eight special angels. They say that dhikr of the eight hamilina arsh is so special, when a person listens to it, he will go into an ecstasy. The dhikr of the angels that are carrying Allah's arsh. See, Allah says to those angels, now you leave everything. And you say ameen to the du'as of the fasting people. Whatever the du'a they make, you say ameen. Allah is going to give you your wishes. Keep the rewards in front of us, brothers. Allah says, ayyama ma'dudat. It's a few days. Some people are worried now. Only 2 days, 1.5 days. We've got 4 weeks more. Ayyaman ma'dudat. Allah told us from beforehand. It's a few days. It is very, very short. Time will pass. The question is how we pass the time. 42 years. I was reading now. I was really amazed. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali in his Abbit, that is his own autobiography, he writes, 42 years he made one khatam of Quran every day in Ramadan. 42 years, brothers. And he speaks about his woman folk at home, and the whole reason for doing this was an encouragement for others. He says, I marvel at the woman folk at home. The whole day the children are troubling them. They are cooking at home, they are cleaning at home. He says, night time what they do? Now they're tired now. He says, night time they sit with Quran. Daytime when they're tired, falling off to sleep, the children start with them again. He said, but they pass their time correctly. Every woman in that house, they would compete with one another 15, 20 juz of Quran every day. Can we fulfill the quota of the woman of Hazrat Sheikh Abdullah's household? I'm asking myself that question. 15, 20 juz. They found the time with all the cooking, cleaning, sing to the children, sing to the husbands at home. They found the time. Can I find the time? Do I find the time? On one occasion, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, he told all his murids, muta'alliqin, he said, I want to see who can make 61 khatams in the month of Ramadan like Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali did and Hazrat Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali did. One of his murids, Hazrat Maulana In'amul Hassan Rahmatullah Ali, he came forward, he said, Alhamdulillah, I made 61 khatams of Quran. These are people that people of our time saw them. We're not talking about hundreds of years ago, centuries ago. People of our time saw these people. So it's not something impossible. 61 khatams. One person said, I made 56 khatams. I saw a man. On one occasion I was in i'tikaf. We used to sleep. Sleeping time must sleep. But this person, when you go to sleep, you see him is at the back of the masjid. He got his desk, he got his watch there, and he's reading Quran. And mind you, he's a young person too. When you wake up from your sleep, he's at the back of the masjid, he got his Quran, he got his watch, he's making tilawat of Quran. Valuing our time. At the end of Ramadan, they asked him privately, how much Quran did you read? This was a time, in our time, I saw this person. He said, Alhamdulillah, I made 31 khatams. 31 khatams. How many khatams am I going to make? We're still at the beginning. We can still make our schedule. We can still decide how much I'm going to do. Imam Malik rahmatullahi was Imam Udarin Hijrah. He was the Imam of Medina Sharif. In one dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and gave Basharat. He used to read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with utmost respect. He used to walk barefoot in Medina Munawwara. He used to walk barefoot out of respect for the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, he's reciting hadith. I'm just showing you the adab of the man. He's reciting hadith. His face is changing color, but he's not stopping. After the lesson, he tells one of his students, just check my back, something bit me. Something like a scorpion bit him about 16, 17 times, but he never flinched, he never moved out of respect for the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said when the month of Ramadan would come, يَفِرُّ مِنْ قِرَاءَةِ الْحَدِيثِ وَمَجَالِسِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. That month, he would seclude himself. Now, I'm not teaching. Now, I'm not sitting in any gatherings of ilm. Now, وَأَقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ قِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ مِنَ الْمُصْحَفِ. Now, he would open the Qur'an from the book, and he would recite the Qur'an in Majid. لَيْلَوْ وَنَهَارَ. Day and night. Allah give us tawfiq. We try. We got our weaknesses. If a person doesn't sleep for at least 5-6 hours, then it will impact on his life. It will definitely have an impact. So sleep as much as you need to sleep. 5-6 hours a person needs to sleep. Eat as much as you need to eat. Awaz al-Rakatum was explaining yesterday. He said, Iyakum wa tana'um. Some of us find the fast very hard because we didn't train before training. See, the month of Ramadan is a training program. And it's a very important training program. We try and explain if we have the time. But this training. And if a person didn't have adequate training, then we'll find in the masjid after 1-2 weeks, the safs will become half. From 5, it might become 3 or 2. Or if not in our masjid, Allah make it such that everybody, inshallah, remains steadfast, in good health, can continue. Because there was no training that was done before. So some of us find the fast very hard because we have become accustomed to luxury. I just want to digress. One of my friends, we were having a discussion. So he said, Maulana, what is necessity now? What is luxury and what is necessity? Let us try and explore this discussion. What is necessity? What is luxury? So he made a statement and he said, Maulana, air conditioner is a necessity. So I said, did you forget those days in madrasa when we only had fans, we had no aircon? When in the classroom you had a fan, you had no aircon. That time it wasn't a necessity, so how can it be a necessity now? Some of our pious people will tell us that they stayed in 10 homes in this day and age. They stayed in 10 homes, what we'll say like a shack. They were born in 10 homes. They stayed like that. They didn't have, some people didn't have milk in their tea. They didn't have the means. My ustad, he was explaining to us, today Allah gave them wealth. Allah gave them abundant wealth. But there was a time when his mother had to do some home industry, sell some samosas. Children had to go around selling for their parents. So it came with a struggle. So now, a person has become accustomed to luxury. Why? He's eating not 3 times a day, 4-5 times a day. In between there's a packet of chips, there's some ice cream, there's some cool drink. There's different types of treats and eats that he's having all the time. Now when Ramadan comes, it becomes extremely, extremely difficult. So Hazrat says, look at this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّنَعُمْ فَإِنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لَيْسُوا بِالْمُتَنَعِمِينَ. Stay away from too much of luxuries. Stay away from luxuries. Because Allah's servants, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't indulge in luxuries. So this month is teaching us that lesson. Don't become accustomed and addicted. That is the word. Don't become addicted. Like they said, one child, if 2 liters of cool drink wasn't on the dastarkhan, the child couldn't eat. Not that if it was there, alhamdulillah, I'll enjoy it. If it wasn't there, no problem. If the samosas are there, I'll enjoy it. If it's not there, no problem. No. If it's not there, it's a big problem. That is a problem. That is an addiction. That is an addiction. That you didn't make any treats, any savories, any ice cream, any milkshake, any cool drink. You didn't make it. Now you bring the roof down. That is an addiction. فَإِنَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ لَيْسُوا بِالْمُتَنَعِمِينَ Hazrat Umar, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This was out of Ramadan. He goes out of Medina, he has an entourage, he has a group of people with him, perhaps his students, his disciples. He goes into the mountains, it is time to eat, it is an absolutely blistering hot day. He lays the dastarkhan down, they got all the food there, whatever was available, the drinks and the food. And then at that moment in time, a shepherd with his flock, he walks past. So Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Arab hospitality, he invites him, he says, come, come, come. Food is prepared, food is here, come and join us. Look at this shepherd, he says, Inni sa'im, I am fasting. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu got so shocked. He said, you are fasting on a scorching day like this, when hot winds are blowing, on the top of the mountain where you feel the extreme heat. And on top of that, look at your job. You have to be in the heat. You have to graze these goats. Look at his answer. He said, Inni wallah, ubadiru ayyami al-khaliya. He said, by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am hastening the rewards for this world in the akhirat. I am hastening my rewards in the akhirat for the fast that I will keep in this world. He was referring to the ayat where Allah Ta'ala says, Kulu washrabu, now eat and drink with pleasure. No more fasting in Jannah. Kulu washrabu bima aslaftum, because hani'am bima aslaftum fil ayyam il khaliya. With pleasure eat and drink, now enjoy yourself. Every type of drink is available. You want to drink in a silver goblet, you want to drink in a golden cup, you can drink how much you want. You want to have rivers of milk and rivers of honey and rivers of wine. All is for you. Hawza Kawthar is there also. Drink what you want. Different drinks Allah explains in the Quran and Majid. Tasneem and kafur, camphor and mixed with camphor and ginger and beautiful, beautiful drinks. You know, we have special shops now. You don't want to go into those details. Someone will say, Maulana, I'm making us thirsty. We've got special shops that prepare different drinks, you know. Different drinks they are preparing. So what drinks the angels will prepare for you in Jannah? As you want it, how you want it, it will be there. But first give Allah Ta'ala something here. Go a little bit thirsty for the pleasure of Allah, for that drink. So this slave, he said, I am keeping myself thirsty and hungry. So Allah Ta'ala will say, Kulu washrabu, eat and drink, lima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya, because of what you sent forth in your past days in the world, you suffered for my pleasure. It was a test. Now you can eat, now you drink, now you enjoy. My dastarkhan is for you always. So now, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he was really amazed. So he wanted to test this man, he wanted to test his taqwa. And the month of Ramadan is la'allakum tattaqoon. This whole training program is you staying away from food, drink, from halal relations with one's wife. So that you can continue this training that you receive the rest of the year. You could stay away from your wife. Now stay away from other people's wives, by stay away from the staff in the workplace. Stay away from social media and chatting to women. Stay away from pornography. Stay away from haram. You did it with your own halal wife. She was in front of you. She was there. Now stay away from it. Food and drink. The fridge was there, you alone at home, nobody is seeing, but you got the consciousness, Allah Ta'ala is seeing. Jo karta hai chupke ehle jahan se, koi tujhe dekhta hai asman se. Allah is seeing me. So you had the consciousness, you're not eating halal, just now you eat it, but that time you never eat it. Why? Allah's command, Allah is seeing me. So if you had the consciousness of Allah, why you want to take drugs and eat haram out of the month of Ramadan? Out of Ramadan, food is halal. Why you want to eat the haram? Why you want to take drugs? Why you want to drink alcohol? Why you want to have haram drinks? Why you want to be in haram places? Allah is giving you the training now. So we should follow this training program strictly. Complete the training program and understand what is the objective. So Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to test the taqwa of the slave. So he said, why don't you sell me one of your goats? We want to cook it and then we'll give you some of the meat. A few kilos we'll give you. He said, the goats don't belong to me. He said, what are you worried about your owner? Give us the goat. Tell the owner, one wolf came. The wolf came, caught the goat, eat it up. You don't know about it, you'll have some meat. And we'll have our goat. Allahu Akbar. He turned around. Tawalla ra'i. He turned around. He said, I don't want to hear what you're saying. He turned around. Rafa isbahu ila sama. He raised his finger like this to the sky. And he said, fa'ayn Allah. Where is Allah? If I hide from my owner, Allah is seeing me. Fa'ayn Allah. I can't do it. Allah is watching me. Hazrat Ibn Umar went into a wajd. Spiritual terminology. He went into a wajd. He went into an ecstasy. He started saying, fa'ayn Allah. Fa'ayn Allah. Qala ra'i. Fa'ayn Allah. The shepherd got the recognition of Allah. He's saying, Allah, Allah, you are watching me. Fa'ayn Allah. Allah is watching me. He goes to Madinah Munawwara. He finds out who's the owner of this. Of the shepherd. He purchases him. He purchases those animals. He goes back to the shepherd and he says, I have purchased you. I have freed you. And I have given you this entire flock. Now all of it belongs to you. Ulama say when a person does for Allah, Allah will do for him. He would have got a few scraps of meat. Allah Ta'ala would his taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will sustain him from avenues he can't even imagine. Allah gave him that whole flock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him the boss now. Allah made him a free person. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And that person that trusts in Allah, then Allah is enough for him. Let us, respected brothers, keep this in mind in this month of Ramadan. We got 4 weeks in front of us. Alhamdulillah. We will fast for Allah. If I am hungry, I am happy. Allah, you are seeing that hunger pains. Nobody knows about it. Allah, you see, I am seeing that cool drink in the fridge. It's looking so lovely, so cold, so ice. Allah, for your pleasure, I'm not touching it. Half an hour before time, Allah, I'm not touching it. That aroma is assaulting my senses. Allah, I'm not touching it for your pleasure. And that is a secret between you and Allah. And it is not far-fetched. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ. I will become yours. May Allah Ta'ala grant us taqwa and make us His beloveds. And may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala increase our connection and our love with Him. And after the month of Ramadan, we can continue all the good deeds and good practice.